Recording. Hey, I'm Sandy Rakowitz, and I'm here with Linda Tellington Jones. We're excited to bring you another inspirational message today. She's going to be sharing with dolphins and whales, orcas in particular.
So I have to tell you a little. I'm going to be reading to you a message that I received to from orca whales after I was on a journey on a research project, actually. First of all, north of Vancouver, British Columbia, near off Orcas Island, with Jim Nolman, who is the founder director of Interspecies Communications. And he was playing music to whales underwater. And we were listening to these whales. And we actually had an evening when we went out in kayaks and we listened to these whales calling, to the orca whales calling. And as a result of that, I got this message. But before I read that, I want to just show you here on the screen. This is an opportunity that I had. I was twice with, this is Kiko, who was the star in the movie Free Willy. And I was asked by a veterinarian in Albuquerque, New Mexico, to go to him because she had been in communication with him. And she said that she believed that he would really benefit from Tellington T-Touch because he was very shy. And normally it took like a month before he would actually come to a person who was there, a new person working with him. And so what was so unusual, and the trainer just could said it's never happened before, is that he came right up to me, and when I put my hands on him first, his whole body, his whole 17 feet of body was trembling. And I said, "Is that normal?" And she said, "No, he's never done that before." I said, "Why do you think it's happening?" And she said, "I'm sure he's been waiting for you, and he's really excited to see you." And so I had an ex a really wonderful experience with this orca, T-touching him so that he would help to overcome his fear of strangers because he was at that point being prepared to move. And these dolphins, these were his friends, and they wanted my attention, which was really interesting too. And I actually got a chance to, they invited me to be in the water with him, which was a great honor. So I had this, I'm sure the reason that I had that connection with him is because of this experience that I had had with orca whales when we were with Jim Nolman on this research trip. There were a group of us, my friend Gigi Coyle and Mickey Raymond, and a group of us were together supporting this research project. And so we went out one night, and it was a full moon night. But the moon was behind the clouds. And in that part of the world, every time you dip your paddle it from the kayak paddle in the water, you get stars because of the phosphorescence. And because the moon was behind a cloud, you couldn't tell where the sky was because the sky up there is just like full of stars. There's nothing to block it. It was amazing. So as we're going along quietly, this whole pod of orca came by us. And one of them started communicating above water. And I called back. And just, I should do it, but it would blast your ears. It was an amazing call. The orca was like teaching me to give this communication. And that's how I connected the first time I went to Keiko in Mexico when he was, before he was sent to Oregon, of course. And I just stood at the top of the auditorium. Of course, it was during, there was nobody there, and called, and he came right over to me, swam right over, and followed me around as I walked around to meet his trainer, Jeanette. So after that night, what happened? We were out in the kayaks with the orca off the coast of British Columbia, and the whale, the orcas, started fishing then, and it's like they were sounding off us. We could feel their the sonar that they were ch checking us out with. And I felt it for hours later. It was really amazing. So the next day, this is what I wrote in my journal. The sun sets as the fisher flies. I sit and contemplate the clouds and the skies. The tides flow, the waters glow, and I know that my time here has brought me so near to the orcas, the bears, the trees, and the cares that weigh the world have lifted and gone. The heavens have opened as we sang each song. That feeling described by the orcas to us will stay with us always and free us from fuss or tears or unnecessary fears when life gets a little heavy or boringly steady. That's actually not our issue, but I know it is for some. That feeling can guide us as we walk through life to spur us to remember that stress and strife need not be on our path. We are forever free to live as the orca in ideal harmony. And it's just a wonderful experience, actually, you know, to remember this. And when I read those words in ideal harmony, I want to take us inside our body and remember this amazing community of cells that Bruce Lipton and Steve Bowerman write in their book Spontaneous Evolution that we're going to be talking about, how every cell in the body cooperates and we have this amazing harmony, and that we, when we connect with nature and around, look around us and see the beauty, or, you know, if you're in a place in city where many people are, bring something in, bring a small plant in and talk to that plant. And through this, let us send out our love and appreciation to the orca and the whales. And give thanks for every blessing in our lives.